Welcome back to the program. Great to have your company this morning. I'm still...
Goosey bumpy.
Look at all the people who are saying, how good was that? Brilliant. Goosebumps.
We're going to play some more of that. We're just going to try and locate a little bit more. I think we've got some more Buckley and we've got some more Sumo as well to play later in the program. So
you and I went to the NBL recently.
Loved it.
And loved the experience. I know we got a bit spoilt and we got very close to the action, but the transformation of the NBL has been quite staggering, I reckon. A lot of it, or most of it, is due to this man who's been really good enough to join us. He's about to hop on a plane to head over and watch United take on the Wildcats. His name's Larry Kesselman and he joins us. Larry, welcome.
Good morning.
Hey, congratulations on what you've been able to achieve with this competition. As I said, Tim and I experienced it firsthand. Your television numbers are great. People turning out in droves. You must be thrilled.
No, I'm thrilled, and you're absolutely right. I saw you there. You were definitely spoiled. Did you get hit by a ball?
Yes, and you owned United now, and then now you've owning the whole competition. How have you been able to manage those two at the same time?
It was relatively easy. We were focused on United first world Tigers originally, and then learning through that experience and getting Melbourne United up and running and making that into a success and then transitioning to the league. So all of my time now is all about the league. I've sold down 75% of the club, so we still have a small ownership, but nothing really to do with the day-to-day running. Great team, new owners. So, it's all about the league for me.
Hey, Larry, what did Andrew Bogut do for the competition?
He's huge by stature, but also great as a player, great ambassador. He's never short of an opinion, which is what you want in the sport. We probably have the opposite issue with the rugby. Rugby probably would love a lot less publicity. Our guys are just such great people and such great ambassadors that some personality is good. Andrew's always got an opinion about something and can be a little bit controversial. So we like that. He brings high-quality basketball, but also lots of talkability.
And is that what you liked about not only Andrew, but did you model that on what they are doing over in the NBA, the encouragement of the players to participate in social media and that type of thing? Is that something that you are aiming to do more of with your players in the NBL?
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage banter. We encourage rivalries. We certainly have made clear where our boundaries are and what the standards are and what's off boundaries. But in general, we love people to have opinions. We want to hear more banter between them. So, no, Andrew's great.
And look, the numbers are staggering. 25% increase in crowds over the last 4 years, and you had your most watched game of the season last Sunday in Melbourne on both Channel 9 and Fox Sports. So that is just so encouraging. Are you satisfied with where it's at?
Yeah, we're thrilled. Look, to see the crowds sell out after sell out is fantastic. Corporate is sold out. So no, we're really, really happy with where we are. We need more audience on TV, and that's part of our job to train where we actually show our games to make sure that the people go home and actually watch the games on TV. That's our next challenge. We're getting great numbers, great growth, but we need more.
How do you do that, Larry?
I think it's consistency and educating the public. For 15 years nearly, it was not really on the radar for people to go home and make appointment watching, and the whole fan base really started watching something else. So it's a matter of retraining people, building the fan base. Now that the games are sold out and full, it's about educating people where we are, where do you watch it, when do you watch it, follow your team. So the fans have been terrific, and I think year after year we've had growth of another 30% this year. So, it's getting better every year.
Larry, we know that Andrew Gaze will no longer be the coach of the Sydney Kings. He's a great ambassador for your game of basketball in the NBL. What would you like to see him do around basketball next season?
Well, we're going to have a chat with Andrew. I don't believe that Andrew does not want to be part of the sport. It feels like he is the sport. So I'm certainly going to miss watching him on the sidelines. He's very animated and he's great to watch. And he wears his emotions on the sleeve. So we'll be having a chat with him to see how and what it is that he wants to do. And we'll try to accommodate that because I'd love to see Andrew stay in the game and contribute, whether it's a commentator or whether it's part of our team. We haven't had that chat yet, but we certainly hope to.
Have you at any stage been moved to or almost been moved to caution Craig Hutchison, one of the co-owners of Melbourne United, about his on-court behaviour?
No, I encourage it. More of the same.
We've cautioned him. Don't worry, Larry. Hey, you're about to hop on a plane. You're heading over to Perth. It's game three tonight. What are you expecting?
Perth is still, I think, the best experience for a game day. Those guys have been doing it for a long time. Their crowd is loud. They've got an amazing venue. It's sold out every game, 14,000, 13,000 people every game. They call them the Red Army, so I expect to see a sea of red, and that it's going to be on. I think it's war. So it'll be this game, so Friday night, their time and ours later in the evening, and Sunday are going to be just incredible two games. So I can't wait. It's going to be loud, and it's going to be amazing. So hopefully people, if you're not in Perth, tune in to watch it. It'll be great.
We will be. Travel safely, Larry, and good luck.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Larry Kesselman joining us there, who's done some quite extraordinary things. Basketball. I remember listening to the great KB on his programming at one stage about, and I think Andrew Gaze may have been with him, or maybe it was Gazey with Andy Mark, I can't remember. Grave concerns about basketball in this country. Like, it was almost gone.
It was dire at one stage. It was dire at one stage. I know exactly that time, that period of time that you're talking about.
So well done to Larry and the team. The resurgence has been stunning. The SEN Breakfast crew here, brought to you by Melbourne Airport Parking. Warmer welcomes and proper goodbyes. We